We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
True Confessions.
True Confessions.
Team PXY.
With your deepest secrets revealed.
Without the messy consequences.
This is Team PXY's True Confessions.
Every week here on Team PXY, we give you an opportunity to speak your truth and stay anonymous with Team PXY True Confessions.
Yeah, it's basically a proven fact that holding secrets inside is overall bad for your health. So
Not good,
a secret spreader on the line with us now. Good morning.
Hi, guys. Is the that voice changer thingy on? Because if my friend finds out I'm blasting her like this on the radio, the friendship might be over, and I really don't want that.
No, if voice changer's all fired up, we certainly don't want to jeopardize any friendships here. What is going on with your friend exactly?
Okay, so I have this really good girlfriend, and ever since June, she came out as bisexual. And I was, of course, like super supportive, and I didn't care at all, obviously.
Well, duh, like love is love. But I mean, maybe I ran into her at Pride, like who knows?
Maybe.
I mean, right, exactly. But there is a 0% chance you saw her at Pride. She absolutely wasn't there.
Okay. What was her reasoning for not going to Pride? Did she have to, like, work or something? I mean, it was pretty hot out. I guess I can see why that might be a reason.
No, I mean, she was just, at first, like, she didn't feel like it.
Okay.
And when I brought it up to her, like, yeah, but this is going to be your first Pride, like, out as bisexual. Like, let's go together and celebrate. And all of a sudden, she was just like, no, I'm not going. Stop asking.
Oh, wait, why is she being so cold and, like, shutting it down so quickly? I guess I'm just confused.
Yeah, I was too. I decided, okay, I'm going to be a little annoying and cry a little bit because it really made no sense to me, given her overall personality, and just her reaction was so harsh. So, at first I thought maybe she was just uncomfortable about, you know, sharing her sexuality so much so soon kind of thing, but unfortunately that wasn't the case.
Okay, why do I feel like this is the calm before the storm?
Because it kind of is. So, after about an hour, I finally got her to admit that the only reason she came out as bi was solely for attention, and that she has no real or genuine interest in being with girls at all.
What? Okay, as a member of the LGBT community, this triggers me beyond belief. So what did you say to this girl?
Well, I just stated how messed up it was, and she just ended up changing the subject.
Wow. What kind of attention is she even getting from this anyway? Like, can you give us some examples? I mean, I know, you know, you said she came out in June, and June's Pride Month, so I know it was like a quote-unquote hot topic.
Right.
It was like a couple of reasons. Like, well, as gross as it is, guys are almost more attracted to her because of this.
Jeez.
And she posted a picture, like, Instagram Saturday, the day of Pride. She was using LGBTQ hashtags, you know, making it seem as if she was at Pride to boost life.
All right.
This is sad.
So I'm genuinely annoyed by this. Like, does she have any idea how hard it is for some people to come out of the closet? And she's just sitting here, literally making a mockery of it. How cute.
Yeah, that's messed
how
up.
How cute.
So trust me, I'm just as mad as you are. But I'm not sure what to do. Like, do I call her out? Do I let it be? I almost want to expose her because she's getting all these, like, friends of friends of friends who are, like, supporting her now, and
it's the girls, right?
Yeah. Yes, you call her out 120%.
All right, well, Bree's a little heated, but you know, I say let's open it up to the listeners and maybe get some different perspectives here. You know, give us a call 222-9800 or text us at 69822 and let's hear people stand on this, because you obviously know the truth, but still, I think given the climate in 2019, if you were to publicly try to expose her for this, I think you would be opening up yourself to possibly some backlash, because it's at this point, it's like she said, and she could clearly come back at you and be like, well, no, yes, I am. And you really don't have any proof, you know?
And I'm not trying to be a snitch, but
well, of course.
I had this gut feeling that it just isn't right.
Well, it's not.
That's because it's not. Sexuality isn't meant to be trendy or fun or like hashtag. Just remember that. Okay?
Well, we'll see what people have to say. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, guys.
For me, like, this hits home.
Yeah, explain that. Explain why this hits home for
I
you.
Do date girls, and I came out about 5 years ago, and I came out as pansexual, which is, if people don't understand, it's people who are attracted to all genders.
Just attracted to people.
Yeah, just people. I've dated a handful of girls. I've dated a handful of guys. It is what it is. And if you don't like it, sorry. But I'm just saying it's very scary, and the anxiety that's attached to making such an announcement to the people that you love, knowing, are they going to accept me? Is this going to change our relationship?
Sure.
I was scared to death.
Of course. Like, that's the biggest fear for everyone that comes out, right? I know you know, my cousin's story.
Right.
My cousin came out as gay, and he was convinced that the family was going to disown him. I mean, he heard all of the horror stories from his
right.
friends where that was the case, unfortunately. And he was fully anticipating that. And obviously, it turned out that we were like, cool, man. Like,
right.
you do you. Like,
I mean, I was
fine.
Really lucky as well. For the most part, my friends and family were super supportive. I mean, I had a few family members that, like, were not supportive at all. And that really,
have
like,
they come around since then, by the way? Because it's been 5 years.
They have. I think they just, like, choose to ignore it. But it's like, get with the times. It's like 2019.
Right.
But some people aren't so lucky. I mean, people develop mental health issues because of this.
Sure.
People, unfortunately, sometimes commit suicide because
yes.
of this. This is a very, like, heavy issue. And it's case by case. I'm not going to sit here and, like, blanket statement the entire situation. But this is a very touchy topic. Bella Thorne, actually, recently just came out as pansexual. And everyone's freaking out. They have no idea what it means. And people tend to throw stones at things that they don't understand.
Sure. I mean, change for people is scary. So they immediately kind of, you know, go against it sometimes.
And when I tell people that I'm pansexual, they're like, but you're bi. I'm like, no. And they're like, and they go toe to toe with me. And I'm like, you know, if that helps you sleep better,
right.
then call me but whatever
it's you
want.
It's you
I've
explaining
been called worse.
What, it's
I'm
you
good.
Explaining what you are.
I know. And they're trying to sit there and change it. And I'm like, whatever. I just, this especially with, you know, she said she came out in June, kind of seems calculated to me, but whatever. And with the Pride parade this weekend, the amount of people that were there that were just supporting was mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Like, I was talking to someone who was actually in charge of it, and she was like, this has grown immensely
sure,
over the years,
sure.
and it is incredible. So, you know what? There's so much support for people like this, and then there's people like this who just make a mockery out of it. And you know what? I'm not here for it. I'm sorry. It's not for me.
Let's grab this. 222-9800. James from Rochester. What's going on, James?
They were talking about, they were just talking about a girl that was, her best friend came out as bi. She's just doing it for attention.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it was the girl we talked to for Team PXY True Confessions. She's on the fence now. She knows that her friend is basically full of crap and just doing this for the attention from guys and for the Instagram likes, because that's obviously very important. But she wants to know, should she call her friend out, or should she just let it be and kind of let things work themselves out?
Well, how does she know that it's, like, not...
She admitted to her.
She straight up told her.
But she said that to her, but you know what? The fact that she even brought it up to begin with, maybe there's something there. Maybe that's the evolution of her by curiosity, and who the f*** a friend to, like, call her out and out someone in that manner that she doesn't know.
It's possible. I mean, she could have just said that to get her off her back, right? That's certainly a possibility.
Like, how many people start... You know, when they first found out as gay or lesbian, how many people start off saying they're bi first? And how long?
A lot of people, develop? Actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, who is she to decide that? And, like, even though she said it was, like, just for this or that, you know what? There's probably a basis of truth in that. Otherwise, why would she even bring it up?
Right. I see where you're coming from. I really do. But I, as someone who's gone through this, I just, if it really is true and she is trying to do it for attention, it's really, really disheartening. Truly.
I was disowned from my family when I came out.
Oh, okay.
So I'm very well aware.
Right.
But you know what? I came out in my own time, my own process, my
right.
own way. And so, like, I don't know. I think we should just naturally respect whatever anyone says about their sexual orientation or identity. It's up to them.
Sure, I'm kind of the school here of if this is completely true and she is just doing it for attention, yes, it is messed up, but, you know, if that...
But you never know.
But, right, you never know, but also, that if she's being fraudulent, I feel like people eventually are seen for who they really are, and you don't need to push that issue. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm a kind of a firm believer in karma.
The truth will come out in the wash.
Right, exactly.
And so who is it for us to decide and judge, even though, I mean, like, let it be.
Right. And I totally hear what you're saying. I really do. And like you're saying, you really do never know. So it could go either way on this. So I really hope it is like she's just kind of, you know,
working
feeling
through
it
things,
out.
Yeah.
But if it's the other way, it's really messed up to me, at least.
It's totally messed up. But you know what? Once we start making those choices and like drawing those lines, then where does it lie for you? Where does it lie for me?
Right.
And, you know, and so like that's a very...
It's a very area that
I don't think we should even cross and just respect whatever.
Right.
We're going to respect all orientations. Let's respect all orientations.
Right. Sure. It's a slippery slope.
Hey,
completely.
James, thank you so much for calling, and you have a great morning, okay?
Likewise.
All right,
thank
bye.
You.
Some good insight there. Some more text coming through. Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. Actually, some requests to define the difference between pansexual and bisexual. I've actually got someone who says they volunteer for the Out Alliance, and they say often helping people understand the terminology really desensitizes their level of discomfort. So can you explain the difference between the two?
So bisexual is you date girls and guys. Pansexual is you don't really go in with a plan. You kind of just, whoever you fall in love with, that's who you end up with. It's not like you're out looking for one or the other. It's just, it is what it is kind of situation.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Again, you're not attracted to a sex
no.
at all. It's just a person.
It's just a soul. Like I've said it once and I'll say it again, sexuality is really not meant to be trendy or fun or cute.
No, and that's the biggest thing. I agree with James on this. I think, you know, just let it be because we don't know the full story. But if it is truthfully just for attention, that's going to work itself out.
Yep. And like he said, the truth always comes out in the wash.
I love that. It's my new favorite quote.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.